up, I guess.
Well, then let's see. Check 1, 2, 3. Okay. Well, let's just jump in. What do you say?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. 3, 2, and 1. We are back on your Saturday, and thank you so much for taking the time to spend with us. I'm Bill Davis, your host from Community Connections all across our platforms. They are varied and many, which would be 96.5 FM, of course, 790 AM, and KGMI.com. A good friend, project manager, and we've referred to him on more than one occasion, social media guru with Feller Heating and AC. This would be Philip Dye. And now, we're kind of in the AC frame of mind, aren't we?
Yeah, we've been talking about heating so much. There's another half of the company.
Yeah, how about that? Well, you know, last time, for those who don't know, and you know, Feller Heating and AC, by the way, been around for, was it 42 years now?
Yeah, 42 years, yep.
Yeah, you must be doing something right, you know, because can't stay in business that long. Last time, Philip Dye and I got together. We were talking about spot cooling around the house, and of course, he's a big proponent of the Daikin units, and he's trying to talk me into those, because last time we chatted, I was telling you about my big 70-pound roll-around air conditioning unit. Yeah, obviously, you got to vent it outside the window, but hooking up different hoses to it and spot cooling one room and then running a hose down the hall to another room, and I thought I had come up with a marvel and inventive way of cooling the house, and sir, I believe last time you and I chatted, you just poo-pooed my invention, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely makeshift for sure. You know, it gets the job done, but you know, there's definitely other options out there. I should say that it could improve your quality of life.
Are there advantages? He said very leadingly to put in some Daikin units and do some spot cooling around the house. I think there is, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, that's been a lot of what I've been doing here lately. You know, customers who don't have furnaces, you know, don't have forced air systems, you know, air handlers, furnaces that have ducting that blow everywhere in the house.
Yeah.
You know, okay, we have a wood stove or a gas stove or a gas fireplace insert or, you know, a boiler system with hydronic in-floor heating. Electric baseboards, things that you can't just add air conditioning to and blow it around the house. If you don't have air movement going on, you know, ductless heat pumps are the way to cool a house. You know, you can put one in the main living area and try and get it back into rooms, which, you know, it's not really how they work. They're meant for big open spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you can zone the house and do, you know, a head in each room, essentially, and really be able to cover the entire house with cooling. So if you don't have a furnace and you don't want to, you know, you're not able to just add air conditioning to a furnace, ductless is definitely I don't want to say your only option, because
right.
You can pull a Bill Davis and, you know, just have a roly-poly R2-D2 thing in your house,
yeah.
Just blasting it with cold air and having to turn the TV up 10 volume
right.
Clicks just when the AC kicks on, you know.
Yeah.
So there definitely are some options, and, you know, that's what I really enjoy, going to people's houses and trying to help them figure out, okay, what's the best way and efficient way and you know, good quality of a way we can add air conditioning. So
you see, here's the thing: you're insulting me with every word. I can tell. It's in between. It's what you don't say. That's
exactly. So I'll just keep talking, and I won't let you be able to talk. And then all of a sudden, our time will be done,
see?
And you'll just be like, "What just happened?"
You, sir, are a genius. I bow to your greatness. We're talking with Philip Dye, project manager of Feller Heating and AC. Yeah, there's better ways of doing it than, you know, taking a bucket of ice and a fan and blowing it on you. And you know what's fun about that roll around is if you fall asleep in that room at night and you have forgotten to empty the condensation pan, that's always fun, because you wake up the next morning and guess what? You got water everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's better not to do it that way.
Yeah, your roll around AC unit must be pretty dang old, because the new ones now have self evaporating condensate drains.
Yeah, in other words, you're telling me I need to update my roller.
Yes, That is your worst case scenario, is to just get a new roll around AC unit that doesn't have a condensate drain line. So you just turn it on AC, because I have one. I got one a couple years ago for our room, and I eventually caved and put AC on my house. But, you know, I had one, and I didn't have to run a drain line because it had a self-evaporating condensate drain.
Man,
so
that's pretty sweet. I gotta think about that.
No, you gotta think about ductless.
And that's what I was gonna ask you about next. The Daikin units are really terribly efficient these days. I know that when I run the roll around, you ought to see the electric meter on the side of the house that just starts spinning and spinning and spinning. And that doesn't happen with Daikin, right? They're much more efficient.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're about as efficient as you can get. Even if you were to look at the heat pump industry, the ductless heat pumps are top of the line. You know, there's your standard heat pumps that turn on and run at full blast. You know, heat pumps do heating and cooling. So I guess we're talking about heat pumps that also do cooling in the summer. But AC units as well, they all work the same. But when they turn on, they just run at 100% capacity, pull all the amperage, and your meter just spins, you know, and you're pulling a lot of electricity. Whereas these ductless units, they don't run like that. They're inverter compressors. Mm-hmm. So they're completely variable speed. They range themselves, and they go up and down in capacity just based on what the need of the house is at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So they really try and save a lot of energy by not running at full capacity all the time. So definitely saving a lot in terms of energy usage, and that's why PSE has such good rebates for them, is because they're really trying to, you know, get people, if they're going to use electricity like this, you know, to cool the house, they want to use as little as possible.
Well, speaking of that, are they still PSE and you guys are still doing the manufactured housing rebates?
Oh, yeah. Yep. $2,400 for a ductless heat pump installed in a main living area.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as we put a ductless heat pump in a living room, in a manufactured home that has electric heating in it, it's $2,400 from PSE.
Well, you see, because what we eventually want to have happen is go outside. When we turn everything on, we go outside and we look at the electric meter and it starts going backwards, you know?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, that would be great. We're talking with Philip Dye, project manager, Feller Heating and AC. So, yeah, we're kind of in the AC frame of mind. But, by the way, if somebody does have an older furnace or a situation, maybe they're looking for some maintenance, can you guys work them in with all of your AC business right now?
Yeah, absolutely. We're doing a lot of, you know, maintenance calls. I have, you know, service technicians who are going out and doing, you know, checks on systems for, you know, systems that we installed last year, you know, at this time, you know, people who got air conditioning at the beginning of the spring being, you know, in preparation for the summer. You know, it's been a year. We go out and do our yearly maintenance. You know, we really recommend getting your system checked every year, especially with heat pumps and AC units, because that coil needs to be as clean as possible, the unit that's outside. We really take our time and clean the coils, because you really want, you know, really good premium airflow flowing across that coil, so that way that unit can be the most efficient. Because if that coil is dirty and blocked and gunked up, you know, you're not going to have good airflow across it, and it's just going to cause a lot of issues and a lot of stress on the system, because it's going to have to work too hard because it's not getting really good airflow. So, so we're busy, you know, going out doing services on AC units, heat pumps, furnaces, you know, not a whole lot of diagnosing right now, thankfully, because, you know, we're in that in between, you know, it's already towards the end of winter, haven't quite kicked on the AC yet, so not a lot of diagnostic calls right now, thankfully, but yeah, definitely a lot of maintenance calls, making sure that we're ready for the summer.
What's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
Yeah, so our office line, you can call it anytime. All of our info is on our website at fellerheating.com. But if you call the office, you know, we're here 7:30 to 4:30, and then we also have an on-call tech 24/7. So our number here is 360-733-4827.
He is the man who educates me every single week on heating and AC, and also we'll probably put a picture on Facebook with a cardboard sign that says, "Listen to me, don't listen to Bill," right?
I'll tag you in it, that's for sure.
Nice. Always good talking with you, Philip.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.